Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the Astros are signing Jose Abreu to play first base. 3 years, $60 million. He has been a Chicago White Sox for his entire career. 9 seasons. He's been an all-star a few times, silver slugger a few times, gotten a bunch of MVP votes pretty much every year. He won the MVP in the COVID year for the American League. And above all else, dude does not miss a lot of games. He has played over 150 games a season since he came into Major League Baseball. So he's durable. He's older. He's 36, but brings a lot to the table. Here is Joel Sherman of the MLB Network on Jose Abreu.
Abreu was a guy who stood out to me, and he fits who Houston is when you think about why do they win every year. They're good at hitting good pitching, right? In the postseason, they continue to hit. Against the 25 pitchers with the best OPS plus against this year, the guy with the best batting average in the major leagues, 359, was Jose Abreu. He had a 904 OPS against the best pitchers. His homers were down, but he still had 40 doubles. And anybody who's played with the White Sox over the last 8, 10 years when Abreu's been there, talk about what kind of leader he is, what kind of great guy he is.
All right, so that was Joel Sherman, MLB Network.
And, you know, like when Joel Sherman says that at the beginning, that, hey, what do the Astros do? They keep hitting well into the playoffs against good pitchers. That might not have felt like it this year, but in the playoffs, amongst teams that played more than 4 playoff games, the Astros had the best OPS in the playoffs. It was that kind of year in the regular season and certainly in the postseason. And if you look at like the 2021 postseason, similarly, the Astros were just behind the Red Sox as far as teams that played at least 5 games in the postseason for OPS. So it was that's what good hitting teams do. And this wasn't even a really good year by Astro standards for the offense.
Right.
That's where I like this a lot. If they do end up losing Verlander, just because it's not so easy for me to say, well, hey, all these young guys are awesome pitchers, so losing Verlander's no big deal, because it doesn't work out that way usually. It's not as simple as when you lose an awesome player that everybody else just ends up doing the same thing. Certainly they could, and it could be even better pitching-wise, but to balance out the offense and replace a Yuli, who, despite his playoff heroics, was obviously a minus all season long, and to sandwich him either between or behind Yordan and a Tucker and whomever else, he's really good at hitting with runners in scoring position. And a lot of the guys stranded on bases, hopefully it will not be as big an issue this year.
The Verlander thing is interesting, Seth, because my stance on Verlander has been, I'd love to bring Verlander back. If you choose not to bring him back, then you need to spend money on some other things for me to be 100% behind what you're doing. You know, even if you didn't, I'd be 90% behind it, because you win World Series, every 5 years. But I guess with Verlander now visiting with the Dodgers, visiting with the Mets, looking like he's going to wind up going somewhere else, I think that's the way the possession arrow is pointed right now, is that Verlander won't be here next year. I'm not going to completely dismiss it, but let's pretend for a second that Verlander is indeed gone and he goes and he gets $40 million somewhere else. And that was the price of poker, and Jim Crane didn't feel like playing. And that's fine. If they're signing Abreu for $20 million, I think if they go make one more big move, which I think this team still has in them, whether it be bringing back Verlander, I think if they bring back Verlander, that's the big move. If they don't, and there's another big move, and I think the two names to be dialed in on are probably Brandon Nimmo, the center fielder, and Wilson Contreras, the catcher, who the Astros had a deal lined up for at the trade deadline that got nixed by Dusty Baker and Jim Crane last year. They had a deal set up to trade Jose Urquidy to the Cubs for Wilson Contreras. Now they might sign him in free agency. And I know some of you may say, well, Sean, they've already got Martin Maldonado. They love Maldi. Why are you signing a catcher? Well, because Contreras can be your everyday DH and be your backup catcher. Like the fact that Yordan, Seth, this is something that's unlocking a lot of things for this team. The fact that Yordan Alvarez is a competent, average to above average left fielder has really unlocked a lot of the things they can do in free agency, because you're not having to pencil Yordan in as the DH 140 games a year.
You can
sign Contreras, park him at DH, and play Yordan in left field.
Yeah, and Yordan, you know, Yordan might actually hit better, you know, long term. You monitor these trends, but it looks like he might hit better when he's playing the field as well. Some guys are just better when they're plugged in and dialed in like that. I think the other thing too, bring up Yordan. One of the first things Brandy said, my wife said, when I told her that the Astros had signed Abreu, was he just always scared me standing at the plate.
Yeah.
Like he's menacing. Like, you know that he's capable of doing at the plate, and he's a big dude. He's 6'3". I feel there's almost like a football team, like a high school football team effect, where the big guys get off the bus first and try to intimidate the other team. This has no grounding or bearing in anything other than that I like the idea of having our big-ass Cuban dudes that can rock your world stepping off the bus or at the plate. Like, there's an intimidation factor to seeing Yordan, then Abreu, then Kyle Tucker as a pitcher. And when it comes around the third time through the order for your starting pitcher, when you know, if you're the manager and you're looking over across the field at those those two hulking dudes and then the one guy that's big but kind of goofy, you got to make some hard decisions at that point, Sean, as your starting pitcher goes the third time through the order.
Can you imagine if Contreras is the next big move that they get? Like, Contreras is he's an all-star who's got a career OPS of over 800, and he's a power hitter, and he would be your seven-hole hitter in this lineup? Like, we established this before. I think the smartest thing to do with the Abreu acquisition is just park him behind the top five guys. There's no reason to disrupt the top five guys that you've got at the top of the order. Altuve, yep. Pena, Yordan, Bregman, Tucker. You park Abreu right there. If they sign Contreras, then it sort of functions. If they sign Contreras, then they're not bringing back Verlander. I think that's safe to say. It might even be safe to say it right now with Abreu signing. But they've still got some room. $233 million, by the way, is the threshold. Our friend Michael Schwab texted that to me. So they've still got some space to do some things. But if it winds up being, say, Contreras or Nimmo, one of the two, then it's really, for the Astros, it's almost functioning like a trade. It's like you traded Verlander for a first baseman and a DH, or a first baseman and a center fielder. And with the depth that you have in pitching, and the fact that he's 40 years old, that's a move that, if you remove emotion, makes a lot of sense for this team.
Yeah, yeah. Does Michael Schwab get tired of this? I heard this. I saw it twice yesterday. I think you might have accidentally texted me, or maybe you autocorrected. And then I also heard on the Locked On Astros podcast, one of the guys referred to him as Matt Schaub without thinking of it. He said, "Yeah, I saw Matt Schaub tweet," and he corrected himself pretty quickly. Yeah. But I feel like Michael Schwab and Matt Schaub being involved with Houston sports, that probably happens more than Michael is comfortable with.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Michael Schwab, good baseball follow.
Yep.
Matt Schaub, probably a good football follow. I don't know if he's on Twitter actively or not.
Good football guest. Remember we had him on the show that one time, and he was very, very good.
Whatever happened with that?
I don't know.
We were working with him to try to see if he wanted to be a weekly guest.
I think our old boss was working on it, and I don't know that it went anywhere. So
let's reach back out to Matt Schwab.
Or tell our new boss to get on the Matt Schaub situation.
You know what was nice about that when we had Matt Schaub on was it was a refreshingly positive reception he got from a lot of our listeners.
Yeah.
It was, I think, because it ended ugly with Schaub in such a way that it didn't feel right, because that was just such a miserable 2-14 season. Schaub clearly wasn't the same guy, but it was like it erased from the memory any positive thing Schaub had ever done.
It did.
So I felt like
it was
after
a delete.
Being gone, yeah, and it wasn't like he was a bad dude or something, you know?
No.
If he was a bad dude and had been a jerk about it or something, then it really would have sucked, but he was a good dude. So it was nice to see that people actually enjoyed hearing him, and he had some good stuff, too.
Yeah.
You could tell he'd actually been paying attention. He wasn't just coming on saying, "I'm Matt Schaub. Listen to what I say." Yeah.
The worst thing that happened to Schaub during that season, outside of any of the pick sixes, was Andre Johnson walking off the field at the end of that Raiders game with like 2 minutes left in the game because he was mad at Schaub for throwing an interception in the end zone.
Yeah.
That was not good. In a popularity contest, Andre Johnson is going to beat pretty much any other Houstonian. This is not a Matt Schaub shade or anything like that. This is like Andre Johnson might be the most popular person in the city of Houston.
The numbers, the power numbers fell off for Abreu in the second half of last season, and that's what people will mention the most. It's important to note that the stats that matter, the expected stats, not the ones. Remember, our rule on this show, because big-time stat nerds, Sean and I are big-time, can't get enough of the computing and the algorithms and all that other mathematical stuff. But seriously, he did, like, when it comes to hard hit rate and exit velocity and all that stuff, he was in the top 90 percentiles for all of that stuff. And you project a lot of that out to Minute Maid Park, and it could be really, really good. He's been described as the second best bat in free agency after Aaron Judge, which is pretty good.
Average exit velo, 93rd percentile.
Yeah.
Max exit velo, 89th percentile.
So that doesn't do it for me. If it's not in the 90s, Sean, if it's not bright red.
Hard hit graphic, percentage, 97 percentile.
That's what we like to see.
Yeah. How about the X stats, Seth? The X WOBA, 96th percentile. Expected batting average, 98th percentile.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Expected slugging 92.
The arm strength is the one that is why he plays
the first base. Percentile.
He's the first. If you ain't first, you're last, baby. So he's in the 1th percentile.
He literally is one spot above people who don't have arms.
I don't ever. That's one thing I could never quite grasp is like sometimes when you'll hear. There's part of you, isn't there, that says when you see that something is in the 1th percentile, that should be the good one instead of the 99th percentile?
Yeah, that always messed with me. Like on standardized testing, that always messed with me. I'm like,
you get the 99th and you think, well, like, wait, is that good or am I getting a 99th?
Yeah, explain it to me, Mom. And she'd be like, you're smart. You know what it's supposed to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.